when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, time for a little Oompa Hour action here. Great old time music for another hour here at Tim's Oompa Hour, and we welcome you along for the ride this week. A lot of great old time records to play for you like we do each and every week here on the show. And I tell you, doing the show this week in the middle of a gigantic mess here in the studio. I'm working with virtually no desk or counter space or studio space in here this week at all. And I'll explain that to you a little more as we get rolling. Let's just start it off. Technically now, is it an old-time record if it is not a waltz or a polka or a schottische or an oberic or whatever? If it's something still played on a concertina, though? I think so. The Deutschmeisters, featuring Tony Wolf on concertina. And here's In the Concertina Mood. For a big fancy ending there, but no. Deutschmeister's there featuring Tony Wolf on the concertina. And in the concertina mood, getting things rolling this week on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, nothing but great old-time records for the show, as usual. I always tell you, no digital stuff on this show. There's no CDs, no MP3s. This is all vinyl here on the Oompa Hour. That's what makes it interesting. You never know what's lurking in the grooves of some of these old-time records, you know? By the way, I want to remind you, you can always contact the Oompa Hour via email, you know. It's just oompahour@mail.com. We love to take your requests, hear your comments, whatever. If you have a dedication or something or a question about a record or a band, feel free to shoot us a little note here on the Oompa Hour. All right, back to the tunes. The Front Porch Oberic. Here's Happy Richie and the Royal Airs.
Thank you.
It's Happy Richie and the Royal Heirs here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show with the Back Porch Oberic here on the show today. I told you I was working with, like, no counter space, and I've got to tell you about this now because I told you I would. There has been a problem organizing the records for the show because there are a lot of them, and I keep going to the attic or the basement and digging out another box full every now and then, and there are literally hundreds of old-time 45s laying around that there's a little sofa here in the studio that I've been piling them on as I play them, and the stacks were getting to like 2 feet high, and there were like a dozen stacks, and they started falling over, and it was making a mess, and it had been on the radar for quite some time that in that bare spot on the wall over there where a poster was would be a good place to put another record shelf cabinet bookcase thing, perfectly made for the right size to put a whole bunch of old-time 45s into. Well, this past week was the week for that, and the shelf was built by moi. And thank heaven for the folks at Home Depot that will cut the boards for you so I didn't have to drag out the sawhorses and all that stuff. And so it's up. And I started sorting out the records because I'm trying to do it the way we did it back in the olden days. We sort the records by ethnicity. And basically, in around here, that means you have a section of Polish records, a section of German records, and a section of like Czech and Slav records that also becomes the anything else that doesn't for sure fit into the Polish or German sections. Then, the key to this is, you get different colored record sleeves to put all the records into. So I have the Polish records in gold sleeves. I have the German records in green sleeves, because that seemed obvious with the G. And the Slav and Czech and all the other records are in red sleeves. And the problem is, see, there's way more Polish polka records than there are any other nationality. As near as I can tell, no matter how hard Whoopi John and the Six Fat Dutchmen and everybody else tried to even the score, I don't think they succeeded. At least not around here, the records that I've collected over the years. So I run out of the yellow sleeves or the gold sleeves. They sell them as yellow, but they look like gold to me. So all the Polish records that I didn't have enough sleeves for are in piles all around me here on the counters, and I'm trying to not knock them over, and I made a space big enough to put the records that I'm playing on the show today, and I have a case of gold sleeves from the record sleeve company that I bought a year ago, and they're defective. If you can imagine that, paper sleeves for records that are defective. Now, I'm going to tell you about this, so bear with me here. And if you've played records before in your life, you know that 45s go in little paper sleeves. Well, these are a little better than paper. They're like, they're not cardboard, but they're like stiffer, more heavy-duty paper, like craft paper. And at the top of the sleeve where the record goes in, there's a dip on the part of the sleeve that's the first page or the first sheet of the sleeve, and then the sleeve behind that is a little bit taller. So when you go to put records in, you set the lip of the record on the taller edge of the sleeve and drop it into the sleeve. Well, they admitted to me that the guy running the sleeve-making machine screwed up, and they all came out with the top edge even, which makes it very difficult to get the records back into the sleeves. So when I called and complained, she said, yes, well, the man running the machine had a problem. And he made a whole bunch of them with the sleeves wrong. And they wanted me to return them at my cost. Well, you know, sending 1,200 paper record sleeves back is kind of expensive. So I said, no. And I said, how about you just send me some more that are not screwed up? So one day in the mail, another box full comes and they're just as screwed up. There were maybe 50 out of another box of 500 that were correct. So now my choice is put the records away in goofed up sleeves that are going to frustrate me all my days, or call them up and say, listen, it's been a year. Has the guy learned how to run the sleeve making machine yet? And if I order more, will they be proper? Then I can put the records away the way I want to. Whether or not that's what I'm going to do, I haven't decided yet. But sometime this afternoon, I think I'll be calling the record sleeve company and see. Because, yeah, I got to get these records put away before we have some sort of an incident around here. All right, back to the music. That is a lot of listening to me yakking there. So I appreciate that. Let's go to the Brass Works. Here's the Polka Carousel.
We'll be right back. while we go round and round. The children laugh as they ride upon the carousel. It makes me feel so young at heart. Come watch the kiddies play, having fun on the carousel. As they go round and round, oh, hear those happy sounds. Come join me, friends, for a ride upon the carousel. It makes you feel so young at heart. I remember when I was a little boy, my daddy took me there to see the county fair. I was in heaven when I rode upon that old gray mare. I simply never had a care. Come watch the kiddies play, having fun on the carousel. As they go round and round, oh, hear those happy sounds. Come join me, friends, for a ride upon the carousel. It makes you feel so young at heart.
Well, there you have the Brass Works and the Polka Carousel here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Man, I yacked so much there, I think I wasted time. Could have played a whole song in there. We're going to need to avoid that in the future. But last week, if I recall, I gypped you out of a waltz. And I think we played something else that was slow, but in 4/4 time. And when I don't know, last week was weird, and I fritted away all the time, and we didn't get to play a waltz. So I wanted to try to make that up to you this week. And not only that, I stumbled across a 45 from Lester Shufton, his Country Dutchman, and you don't find many of these anymore. Out of Hutchinson, Minnesota, on the Little Crow Recording Company, here's Les and the Dutchman and the Bluebird Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Thank you.
There you have it, Lester Schuft, the Country Dutchman there. The Bluebird Waltz here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here, and playing old-time records like we do each and every week. I gotta tell you, I'm a little worried about the cat. As I sit here doing the show this week, we have a cat. Our cat's name is Prada. You know, like in Prada, like the devil wears Prada and Prada shoes and Prada stuff. And that's the name that she had as a kitten when we adopted her from the shelter. And we didn't change it because I didn't want to confuse her. Okay, so check this out. I know I'm wasting more time when I could be playing records. We have a porch, okay? Front porch on the house. It's an enclosed porch. And the cat has a cat door that goes between the living room out into the porch. So because our cat does not go outside, but she's allowed to go out into the porch, and it's kind of her domain where she can keep an eye on the world and all that jazz. And I'm sitting in my office, and I hear a hubbub out in the porch. And I'm like, what is the cat doing out there? Because normally, nothing. And I look, and she's not outside my window of the porch. And I'm like, what is going on here? And I go look, and the cat's on the other side of the porch, and she's sitting in her little cat bed out there. So I'm like, what is going on? So I got, there's a squirrel in the porch. How did a squirrel get in the porch? I don't know. It's an enclosed porch. There are no holes, no openings, no... I mean, there's a big screen door on it, but it's a real door, and it's shut. And I'm like, where did this... And he's a big squirrel, and he looks angry. So I bring the cat in the house, and I lock the cat door so she can't go back out on the porch, and I go back to take on this squirrel who I then cannot find. Where did the squirrel go? I thought I'll leave the door open and the cat inside and give the squirrel a chance to get the heck out of here. Never saw the squirrel again. Figured, hey, it's time to go do the Oompa Hour. So I shut the door, pick the cat up, and the cat's back out on the porch now. And, you know, she's on alert, like there's been something out here that I need to deal with. And I'm hoping that while I'm up in the studio... that the cat and the squirrel do not come to some sort of confrontation in which the cat does not win. This was a very angry-looking squirrel, but the cat is substantially larger, and the squirrel is on her turf. So if anything should come to this, I will report next week. All right? Just, I'm worried about her. So we'll see how that goes. But let's get back to the music. It's a Lil Wally, and let's see. He's got the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra with him this time. Here's the Julita Polka.
I got a girlfriend. Calls me honey. We go to taverns to spend her money. Boya Julaida, Boya Julaida, Boya Julaida. She's the one for me. Hey! Julaida, Boya Julaida, Boya Julaida, she's the one for me. Moya Julaida, she's the one for me.
It's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys there, Julaida Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, Don Peachy and the orchestra featuring Janie on vocals is on the way next, so hang on, but I need to mention the Harrington Arts Center and the World of Accordions Museum in beautiful Superior, Wisconsin, a great place for you to stop by if you find yourself in the area, or if you already live in the area, maybe you've already been there, you should go back. It's just a cool place. Over 1,400 accordions on display. That's a lot. They have accordion and concertina music, history, documentation, everything from instructions and advertisements and music, lots and lots and lots of music, even, what do they call that when it's not printed? It's in manuscript form. That's what it is. It's a great place to study the music, study the instruments, study the heritage that it all belongs to. It's the World of Accordions Museum. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. It's easy to find. It's easy to park. And you can check them out online at www.accordionworld.org. Or you could call them up at 715-395-ARTS, because it's the Harrington Arts Center. The World of Accordions Museum and Accordion and Concertina Music. The only concertina and accordion repair technician school. So, you know, if you're interested, you can investigate that, too. They always have a lot of events, too. So check with them, get their calendar of upcoming events. We're kind of coming to the end of the traveling season, but always something going on. Check it out. A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. I promised you Don Peachy and the orchestra. Here's the 1, 2, 3 for you, my love. Oh, man, see what's happening here. I'm digging through the records instead of paying attention to the ones I'm playing. Don Peachy and the orchestra, Janie singing there, 1, 2, 3 for you, my love, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Do I think I owe you another waltz from last week? We could do another waltz, couldn't we? I don't see why not. I have Norm Dombrowski with the Happy Notes Orchestra right here in my hand to do the Swedish waltz. Should we play it? Sure, why not? Thank you. There you go. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes Orchestra with the Swedish Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. You ever notice that sounds an awful lot like Mockingbird Hill, doesn't it? Just a little bit. Kind of comes around that way. So you got to watch it. But it is the Swedish Waltz here on the Oompa Hour. And Florian Chmielewski in the orchestra now. This is another one of those 45s goes way back. Although with Florian, you know, he's celebrating 70 years of playing the accordion this year. It's kind of a big deal around these parts. And, you know, their records go all the way back to the 78s, back in the 40s and stuff. I don't have any of those in the studio with me today, but this one goes well back into the 70s anyway. The Florian Chmielewski Orchestra, here's the Good Luck Polka.
Cheers, oh that's the way to make a toast. Cheers, 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 everybody swing. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Na zdrowie, oh that's the way to make a toast. Na zdrowie, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Assalut, oh that's the way to make the toast. Assalut, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The way to make the dough, stow, stow, stow. Here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Roast, 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 oh, that's the way to make the dough. Roast, 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 here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Et bon chance, oh that's the way to make the toast. Et bon chance, here's good luck to you. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
There you have it. Florian Chmielewski and his orchestra, the Good Luck Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. You know, it's amusing to me looking at the computer screen because I make a playlist every week of all the songs that get played on the show. And it helps me keep track of what I've played and what I haven't. And the radio stations that carry the show, like having a playlist to go by if someone, you know, calls with a question about a song or whatever. But what amuses me is I'm looking at the screen now in my word processing program, and almost everything is underlined in a wavy red line because that can't possibly be spelled right. Deutschmeisters, spelled wrong. Lester Schuft, spelled wrong. Don Peachy, spelled wrong. Norm Dombrowski, spelled wrong. Shimoleski doesn't even look like you say it, and it's spelled wrong. One thing I've learned playing old-time records ever since the 70s is how to spell Shimoleski, so I'm kind of proud of that anyway. It's Earl Schmidt and the orchestra, which, by the way, is spelled correctly according to the computer. Here's the Red Bird Polka. There you go, Red Bird Polka with the Earl Schmidt Orchestra here on Tim Zumba Hour. It is your old-time oldies show every week. We come in here and sit in the studio and spin all these great old-time records for you on a genuine record player and everything. So I hope you're digging it, and I hope you take time to thank wherever you're hearing the program this week, whether it's on a radio station or a web stream somewhere, or maybe in a podcast or something like that. Let them know that you're digging the Oompa Hour, all right? I have Leo Greco now to do the clarinet polka. Oddly, I don't remember this specific record. It says right on the record that it's old-time variety music, however. And it also says, you know, I'm going to have to start. Wait a minute. I think I have a magnifying glass here. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. I'm looking for the magnifying glass. I'm not finding the magnifying glass. You know why? Do you want to know why? Because it's buried under a stack of crummy old worn-out record sleeves and 45s. I'm trying to read the name on this record. Oh, there we go. Clarinet Polka, it's Leo Greco and featuring Bobby Andrews on trumpet. I figured if it was important enough to put Bobby Andrews' name on the record, it's important enough for us to announce that he's playing the trumpet. So this is one of those standards everybody knows. Here's the Clarinet Polka on Tim Zumba Hour. Thank you. That's some mighty fine tooting there. That's Leo Greco and the clarinet polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and featuring Bobby Andrews on trumpet. It says so right on the record. All right, this next one's kind of unusual to me. Normally, when you see a Frankie Yankovic record, it's on Columbia or CBS Records. And I have a Frank Yankovic record on RCA. This is highly unusual. We have Hey Bobariba, the Cafe Polka. And it says here it's by Frank Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers. Is that not unusual? Normally it's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. But it's Frank Yankovic and his Singers. That just kind of freaks me out. But anyway, I'm sure it'll be a dandy. Here's the Cafe Polka, also known as Hey Bobariba. It's Frank Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers.
Let's go, fellas. Hey Bobariba.
Hey, hey, Bobariba.
Frank Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers. We all know that's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. I mean, really, it's weird. I wonder if when he, because it's on RCA instead of his usual label, I wonder if they had to change the name or something for some technical legal reason. Aren't you curious about things like that? I am. Drives me crazy. I know it makes no difference to any of us because the music's good one way or the other. But anyway, it freaks me out. On the way, right here on the Oompa Hour, the Six Fat Dutchmen shall Oompa for us.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I told you six fat Dutchmen are on the way. Here they are with the Champagne Polka.
Thank you.
Six Fat Dutchman there, and the Champagne Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Well, I was playing that, a little light bulb went off in my head. I have somewhere in my collection of radio stuff, and I don't think it's ever been on the show before, a spoof commercial. It's a fake commercial for a non-existing business, but it's a commercial for the Wally Pedrofsky School for the Accordion. And it just dawned on me that I think the Champagne Polka by the Six Fat Dutchman is used in the background of that spoof commercial. And I'm writing myself a note that if I remember to look at the note next week, I'm going to play you that spoof commercial for the Wally Pedrofsky School for the Accordion, because it's pretty funny, and you can't really go there, but I think that song is in the background of the commercial. Anyway, I'll check that out for next week. Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra on the way next, and the thing is, this is radio, not TV, so you have to pretend that you're seeing them play, probably on like a 19-inch black-and-white TV set that you probably got out of the scratch-and-dent department at the Gamble store. And I just have a feeling this is going to be one of those turns out to be singing in Polish, which is fine because I still love the music, but I just have a feeling. The title says it's the Lift Lackawanna Polka. So let's try it out. Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra. A for enthusiasm, B for English lyrics, and C for I have no idea what they're talking about. Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra, Lift Lackawanna, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Will we fit in two more songs, maybe? Maybe we will. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins with Old Pappy Time.
Pappy time is a pick in my pocket, stealing cousin.
old pappy time, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and time for one more quick one. Before we wrap it up for another week, here's the Craig Udseth Orchestra and Dee's Polka. The Craig Udseth Orchestra with Dee's Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, and that's going to put the lid on another show here. I'm kind of anxious to get down to the porch and find out how the cat's doing with that squirrel. I'll let you know next week if there's anything to report. But in the meantime, that kind of wraps up another edition of the Oompa Hour. I wouldn't worry about it too much because we'll come back again next week and spin the records again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced each week at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!